WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, are meeting with other defense leaders in Europe to discuss aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said Thursday it's not concerned about a Russian spy ship that's been off Hawaii.
We haven't seen any unsafe or unprofessional behavior, and we expect that the Russians will operate within the region in accordance with international law.
It's Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. President Biden's in California. He toured storm damage. He also said there's no there when questioned about the ongoing probe into his handling of classified documents. The White House encouraged Congress to raise the debt limit, saying it will not negotiate. The U.S. hit the debt limit Thursday. And legendary rocker David Crosby has died at 81. He was a two-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, once with the Byrds and with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This is ABC News. A Virginia teacher who police say was shot by her elementary school student was released from the hospital Thursday. The boy's parents are also speaking for the first time. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more.
The parents of the six-year-old boy who shot and wounded his teacher in Newport News, Virginia, saying in a statement their son suffers from an acute disability and was under a care plan at the school that included his mother or father attending school with him, but that the shooting happened during the first week when we were not in class with him. The parents claimed the firearm our son accessed was secured, but it remains unclear how the child obtained the weapon or why it wasn't found that day when a staffer got a tip that the boy might have a gun and searched his backpack.
The former head of the New York City Police Department Sergeants Union pleaded guilty Thursday to defrauding the union by filing false and inflated expense reports. Federal prosecutors say Ed Mullins took in more than $1 million in fraudulent expenses from the Sergeants Benevolent Association. Brian Clark, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the morning to you, or afternoon as it may be, wherever you are. Today here in Portland, it's first day without rain in a week. It's amazing. It was only 36 degrees this morning, but oh my. A lot going on in the world today we're going to talk about. This I don't have this as a topic for the day because I don't see the, you know, a real particular political take to it. But at the top of the news is that Alec Baldwin is going to be charged with involuntary manslaughter. I'm wondering how live ammunition even got on the set of a movie. I mean, it seems to me that somebody made a mistake, or I'm guessing if it was intentional, they would have found out by now. But I mean, you know, why don't we know the answer to that question? That seemed, you know, I don't know what I'm missing here. But anyhow, so that's you know, leading everybody's news right now, is that he's going to be charged. I want to get into Davos and the new Church of Calvinism in a moment. The Republican Party wants to imprison librarians who refuse to pull books that have characters in them that are gay. What are we going to? Well, I'll get into that in a minute. And a crazy alert, another George Santos weirdness. Was George Santos a former drag queen and now a maggot? I mean, does this show a reversal and the GOP is more openly accepting of drag queens? Well, actually, it's the opposite. I'll tell you about that, too, in a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, the former president of Ukraine, Dmitry Medvedev, has now come out and said that if Russia loses the war on Ukraine, they will attack us with nuclear weapons. It would start a nuclear war. Phil Itner will be reporting live from Kyiv, Ukraine, at the very top of our second hour today. We'll discuss that, a few other issues, you know, with regard to the Russia's brutal terrorist attacks against Ukraine for, well, it'll be a year on the 24th of next month. Also in the second hour of our program, why has Mohammed bin Salman been secretly paying Donald Trump millions of dollars for at least 2 years? And why is it that we're reading about it in a golf magazine? And a geeky science in our second hour. Here's a simple task you can do to boost your attachment to your partner or your partner's attachment to you. In our third hour, the third hour of our program, dear Kevin McCarthy, did you know that one quarter, about 25% of the entire debt of the United States, run up between the administrations of George Washington and today, one quarter of that was run up during the 4 years of the Donald Trump administration? And yet the Republicans are willing to crash the entire world economy to exploit that, I guess. And I don't guess. I mean, you know, we all know the two Santa Clauses story. And also, why do libertarians appear to support reproductive autonomy for men, but not for women? A fascinating new psychological study, a geeky science in the third hour of the program. So a lot to talk about. I also wanted to just start out by correcting something yesterday. A caller from Portland called into the program just before the end of the show yesterday and went off on a rant about, yes, there are baby parts in our food. No, they're not. And it's like, you know, this particular caller is frequently, you know, supporting Putin and just, you know, reciting weird stuff off the internet. And I'm quite sensitized to this now. And I'm, you know, will be keeping an eye. I mean, and, you know, when he said this, I had no idea, frankly, what he was talking about. So I looked it up after we got off the air. And over at Snopes.com, where food companies caught using aborted babies in flavor additives. The answer, no, false. In April, this is from Snopes. In April 2015, the quack website Nature News rebeat the drum of a several-year-old controversy by publishing a misleading article holding that major food companies such as PepsiCo sell products, quote, manufactured using the tissue of aborted human babies. It's just simply not true. This originated with the pro-life organization Children of God for Life back in March of 2011. They tried to call for a boycott of Campbell's, Kraft, Nestle, PepsiCo, et cetera, you know, in an apparent attempt to try to get publicity for their anti-abortion organization. It's bizarre stuff. So my apologies. I, you know, typically when somebody comes on this program and spouts BS or nonsense, I'm able to immediately refute it. That was a new one on me. So I just wanted to clear that up. My rant today, daily take, actually, we used to call it the daily rant. We decided to get respectable. It is titled, Is Davos the New Church of Calvinism? What is Calvinism? Or let's start out, what is Davos? I'm calling Davos the morbidly rich support group, the biannual meeting or semiannual, I whichever one is twice a year, you know, in Davos, Switzerland, of the morbidly rich. Yesterday, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema were high-fiving each other over their success in blocking voting rights legislation and blocking any kind of changes to the tax code that might have done away with, in particular, a massive multi-billion dollar tax loophole that allows Wall Street bankers and hedge funds and private equity managers to make billions and not pay the taxes on it that you or I would have to if we had that kind of income. They were you know, high-fiving. But as I point out, there's a lot more high to that high five than the media was reporting. And that is the science shows that that acquiring wealth actually stimulates a part of the brain, the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, that is the part of our brain that, it's just behind your eyes, and that lights up when you are presented with, it's kind of the reward center of the brain. You're presented with sex, you're presented with food, you're presented with money. Oh boy, right? It's that response. And this is something that, I mean, you know, we've known forever, right? I mean, you know, Paul wrote to Timothy, you know, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. We've known this forever. But here in the United States, we tend to go back and forth. And frankly, it appears to me that we go back and forth in these 40-year cycles, which I find absolutely fascinating, the kind of half of the 80-year cycles that we've talked about before, the Strauss-Nehaus cycles. And, you know, we go loving money for 40 years, and then we realize that the people who are obsessively loving money are ruining the country, and then we get wary of people who are, you know, of greed for 40 years, and we flip back and forth, and I think we're flipping into the new one. But this is actually a crisis for our society, this worshiping of wealth. I mean, you know, we train our children to worship wealth. Cinderella was desperate to marry a wealthy prince, right? Brave knights served their feudal lords and kings. Jack climbed the beanstalk and risked his life to steal a giant bag of gold coins. We're also trained in some of our religions to defer to great wealth. Calvinism is the most conspicuous of these, and the followers of John Calvin are big fans of that quote from Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, in which he says that our fates were determined, quote, before the foundation of the world. And so, you know, basically the Calvinist perspective on this is that If you try to figure out who should run a country, you're trying to figure, and you want it to be a godly person, a person blessed by God. You don't want it to be an evil person. You want it to be a good person. How do you determine who are the good people who are blessed by God? Well, according to John Calvin, if you are rich, that was determined before you were born. And it was determined by God as an outward sign of his blessing on you, right? And so, therefore, you should rule the country because obviously you're a good person because you're rich, and you're good because you're rich because you're good. I mean, you know, it's circular logic, but this is where we're at. Now, we didn't always think this way. After the Republican Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt called out the rich in this country. I mean, just explicitly and constantly. I play these clips all the time. I won't play any today, but talked about the economic royalists my favorite quotes, he said, "These economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America. What they really complain of is that we seek to take away their power. And our allegiance to American institutions requires the overthrow of this kind of power." Yeah, I mean, and the people, I got a standing ovation in 1936 when he said that. So, but in 1980, we had this foundational shift in America, just at the core of our society, a shift in our worldview. And we refer to this period as the Reagan Revolution, but it was a fact, many of us lived through this, and you look back on it. In the 50s and 60s, you had television programs like the Lucille Ball Show, right? Or Jackie Gleason or whatever. They lived in these, kind of low-rent apartments, small apartments in New York City. Then in the 70s, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she lived in Minneapolis. Again, in a just modest middle-class apartment. Dick Van Dyke Show, same thing in New Rochelle. But then in 1981, as Ronald Reagan became president, television changed. It really changed substantially. They rolled out Dynasty. Suddenly we had all these shows about wealthy, powerful people, lionizing great wealth. And it was like the zeitgeist at the time. The biggest movie of the entire decade was Wall Street, in which Michael Douglas said, greed is good, famously. Greed is good. It was the mantra of that time. And so we went from worshiping the rich in the 1920s, which led right to the crash, to being wary of the rich from the 1930s to the 1980s, to worshiping the rich again from the 1980s up until just the last year or two, I would say. In fact, we elected a billionaire as president, or a guy who claims he's a billionaire. And now I think, frankly, America is starting to switch back to being wary of the morbidly rich anyway. And the point that I make at the end of the story and the end of the article is that this is how social, political, and even cultural change happens, is that worldviews are like viruses. They're contagious. They spread in response to circumstances and opportunity. Every one of us is a carrier of this worldview virus. And that's how change happens. A small number of people wake up, they share their new understanding with others, it spreads across society, society recalibrates its consensus about reality, and finally things change. Which is why it's so vital at this particular hinge point of history that each one of us work within our own circles of friends and neighbors and acquaintances to wake people up to both the crises and the opportunities before us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And the dangers that great wealth can present. To paraphrase John Kennedy, we are not helpless before this taps.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Louise and I are starting the new year just the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. With over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you can sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear, their pajamas, or their plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at CozyEarth.com. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Okay, a couple other quick stories I wanted to share with you, which I think are, you know, really consequential things. South Dakota lawmakers have introduced legislation that would ban doctors from performing gender-affirming surgeries on minors, which is not a thing, outside of babies that are born intersex, you know, that are born with genitals for both sexes, which is very, very rare. But I mean, that's pretty much it. But the Republicans feel like they've got to ban it anyway. It's the war on trans people. It's the war right across the spectrum. It's the war on gay men, on lesbians, on trans people. This is the Republican. This is the hill these guys want to die on. This is the battle that they're going to bring to America. Is to fight against what? Here's how it works. This is what bullies do. They look for the smallest minorities. They look for the people who are least likely to have the means or the ability to fight back, the people who are most easily demonized, and they pick on them. They villainize them. They go after them. I mean, and sure enough, in Utah, their lawmakers are pushing several anti-trans bills. There's anti-trans legislation right now pending in Virginia, Utah, Texas, Tennessee, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Kentucky. Every single one is state controlled by Republicans. Over in North Dakota, they're now trying to ban books that have any description of people who are gay or trans or lesbian. I mean, it's just, the legislation that they're promoting in HB 1205 in North Dakota says that they're banning sexually explicit books. Well, their definition of sexually explicit portrays a character who is homosexual. Really? I mean, we are declaring war on ourselves. This is Americans declaring war on other Americans. This is so wrong. And by the way, the librarians who have books in their libraries that might characterize somebody as being gay, that don't pull them off the shelves, they're facing 30 days in prison, 30 days in jail, plus a fine. A librarian, for God's sake. George Santos had two charges against him come up over the last 2 days. Not charges, but two big stories. And he chose to respond to one and not so much the other. I'll tell you about that right after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Once again, George Santos tells you everything you need to know about the Republican Party. And then after that, I'll pick up your phone calls. We'll be right back. Finding a gift he'll actually like can feel impossible. Luckily, mancrates.com is perfect for his birthday, anniversary, or any occasion. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put that on my list. Or the Grillmaster crate featuring a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. Personalization is free and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com to save 15% on his perfect gift. That's RADIO15 at mancrates.com. RADIO15 at mancrates.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, They need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435.
800-280. The Shaw 101. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, are meeting with other defense leaders in Europe to discuss aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said Thursday it's not concerned about a Russian spy ship that's been off Hawaii.
We haven't seen any unsafe or unprofessional behavior, and we expect that the Russians will operate within the region in accordance with international law.
It's Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. President Biden's in California. He toured storm damage. He also said there's no there when questioned about the ongoing probe into his handling of classified documents. The White House encouraged Congress to raise the debt limit, saying it will not negotiate. The U.S. hit the debt limit Thursday. And legendary rocker David Crosby has died at 81. He was a two-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, once with the Byrds and with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. So which is worse, being a dog killer or a drag queen? George Santos tells us everything we need to know about the Republican Party. On Tuesday, it came out that George Santos, the day before yesterday, that George Santos had, on behalf of a disabled veteran who was living in a tent by the side of a road in New Jersey, who had a service dog from apparently from when he was in the military, that he still had. This vet's dog had cancer and needed surgery, and it was apparently operable. I don't know the details of it. I don't think any of us do, but what we do know is that the surgery was going to cost $3,000. And somehow, you know, a friend of this vet said, "Well, I know this guy who is, you know, he's a politician or he's a local guy running for political office, and he runs a pet charity, and his name is George Santos." And so Santos meets with the vet, puts up a GoFundMe page, raises $3,000 for the dog to get the surgery, and then starts ghosting the vet and keeps the money, right, and steals the money. That was Tuesday. Wednesday, it comes out that George Santos, when he was living in Brazil, was a drag queen and performed in a number of drag shows. There's several pictures of him from different times and different drag shows in different parts of Brazil. That, in fact, one of the, he competed in a 2008 drag beauty pageant. He was in drag in the 2005 Pride Parade in Rio de Janeiro. Two of his former acquaintances have come forward about this. And he wanted to be Miss Gay Rio de Janeiro. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with being a drag queen. But what's interesting is that here we are on Thursday, and as of this morning, Santos, the dog thing, he's kind of trying to ignore that, but the, you know, was stealing money from a homeless vet, but being a drag queen, he's categorically denying that. Oh no, I was never a drag queen. And, you know, I mean, he's openly gay. You'd think that he would just say, yeah, you know, get over it. But no, you can't do that if you're going to be a Republican. This, like I said, this tells you everything we need to know about the Republican Party. Anyhow, let's pick up your phone calls here. Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about Calvinism before, and right. I was reminded of something called the prosperity principle, which is an outgrowth of this, which yes. is if you believe in God enough and you give money to your church, you become wealthy. But, of course, the only ones who get wealthy are those in the church.
Right. Right, the televangelists and the mega pastors, yes.
Right, one of the biggest groups of all time.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about drag queens, how about Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor?
Oh, you're right. He did. He dressed in drag on more than one occasion.
That's right.
I mean, it used to be just a thing. You know, it was just like, oh, isn't that cute? I mean, when straight guys did it, it was oh, isn't you know, isn't that cuter? I am just so saddened by the direction that the GOP has gone in this regard. I mean, it's just
I can't blame
tragic.
You.
It's just tragic. Yeah. Okay, Sean, thank you. Thanks for the call. And yes, you're absolutely right. The prosperity doctrine or the prosperity gospel is the modern Protestant reincarnation of Calvinism, which is, you know, goes back to the 17th century. And, you know, it's all about getting rich. Matt in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey Tom, I've had a theory about the Rust shooting incident with Alec Baldwin for quite some time, and I've never heard anyone talk about it.
Okay, love it.
You know, being that here in Albuquerque, we've recently had our illustrious failed politician who is shooting at houses. You know, nothing much surprises me anymore. What is the possibility, being that Alec Baldwin portrayed Donald Trump in such a negative way for so long on Saturday Night Live, that someone who wanted to get back at him may have planted a real bullet inside those fake bullets?
I have wondered the exact same thing, and the reason that I haven't, you know, laid it out
is it's almost a bridge too far. But the reality is that there was live ammunition in that gun. There was at least one live round in the belt that he was wearing as well. And, you know, that for that to have been an accident is just it's almost unfathomable. And
I kind of agree. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore with, you know, what someone who's high on Trump would come up with to pull off.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about the politics of this prosecutor who's going to go after, who's, you know, was on CNN this morning talking about how she's going to go after Alec Baldwin. But I share your concern. I'm not ready to say that, you know, I have that theory that that's what happened. As I said at the opening of the show, I don't think the big question is, you know, did Alec Baldwin pull the trigger? Because, you know, with a prop gun, you pull triggers all the time. I mean,
right.
That's what you're supposed to do, right? or not. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an actor. I don't play in Westerns. But the question in my mind is, how did the live round get on a movie set? I mean, that's something that just doesn't happen. There are entirely different streams of ammunition that you know, pass into movies from the ammunition streams that pass into gun shows. And, you know, somebody putting this together as payback to Alec Baldwin for mocking Donald Trump for years and years. You know, it makes sense. Yeah, I am hopeful that we can figure out what happened ultimately. Matt, thanks for the call. That's fascinating. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, this is happening in your backyard. Hey.
Yeah, it's about 50 miles from my house where that happened, out on location. I've read a lot about this in our local media, and just reading between the lines, Alec Baldwin was the producer of this low-budget movie, and they were having a hard time with the production crews. First, there's a ton of film and TV work going on in New Mexico because our state subsidizes it. They were trying to crank this movie out as quickly as possible. Alec was a producer, which means he's invested money in the project.
Right.
And they were trying to keep their costs low. And they were working their crews 12, 13 hours a day and then making them drive an hour back to Albuquerque at night for their motel room tour.
Which, by the way, Brian, is not unusual in the film business. I mean, it's not at all unusual in working even than a 13-hour day.
There was a lot of discontent on the set. They were going through a lot of different production people because people just quit and they go get another job somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the young woman in her 20s, the armor on the set, she was relatively inexperienced. Her father is a big name in the movie industry, but herself was just starting out. Mm-hmm. And then there were some kind of squirrely production aides that were there, too, that had kind of a checkered background. So this movie couldn't get A-level help. They were getting, like, C, you know, third and fourth string players because nobody else wanted to work on it. And so there was reports of, you know, movie crews just being bored. This movie set was out in the desert, you know, kind of way off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. And they were shooting at pop cans and everything else just to kill time. So you're right. There shouldn't be live rounds on a movie set. But in New Mexico, everybody and their brother has a gun. That's mm-hmm. just the way it is. Because you get 6 miles out of town, there aren't any cops.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
So is your theory here, Brian, that there were people working on the set who had brought live ammunition to the set in order for their own entertainment?
Well, they probably had their personal guns on. They probably had their personal guns.
So how did that ammunition end up in Alec Baldwin's gun?
There's some gun that said, hey, look, here's a cool, you know, 19 whatever, an old 45 revolver. I want to shoot that. And so he puts 45 caliber rounds in it to shoot at pop cans, and then all of a sudden they need the gun in the scene, and then, you know, someone's not paying attention to what they're doing, and bingo, bango, bongo, someone's dead.
Yeah, that theory makes sense, too, and that's a lot less,
it's just
conspiratorial.
Right. Alec has already paid an out-of-court settlement to the husband of the woman that was killed. Mm. The husband is involved in the movie, too. He got, I don't know how much money he got, try and make it all go away, but anyway, can I comment on the political shootings here in Albuquerque?
Sure. Yeah, that's the other thing you've got. You've got this guy, Pina, is his name, right?
Right. The guy is a convicted felon crackpot. he had been in prison for, I think, over 5 years for running a shoplifting gang and smash and grab retail gang.
Mm-hmm.
And then the district he ran in is a very heavy Democrat district that a Republican hasn't won in decades. And the Republican Party in New Mexico is in a giant mess because you got so many factions and they can't get along with each other. So there, in effect, there is no Republican Party. It's just people say, I'm a Republican and I'm running, and that's all you got to do.
Right.
So nobody vetted this guy. He's just, you know, some street gang idiot that said, hey, I'm a Republican. He bought all the Trump shirts and the hats and put pictures of himself in Trump gear and ran for office. And he got like 2,000 votes just doing that. But then him and one of his 21-year-old associates were the ones that did the shooting, and there's two more guys they are going to arrest that they haven't announced their names yet.
Mm.
And, you know, the 21-year-old is another ex-felon, got out of prison early. You know, he got caught in Pena's car a couple miles from the scene, and he had, like, hundreds of fentanyl pills on him, two handguns. I don't know how many rounds of magazines or how many magazines of ammo.
Right.
Plus, he had a bunch of cash. And I think we need to put the focus on why we're letting dangerous people out of prison early. That's the problem.
Why is one of the two major political parties allowing them to run for public office?
Because, like I said, the Republicans really don't control anything in the state of New Mexico. There are some.
Well, no, come on. Brian. A political party has the ability to stop a candidacy, regardless of how irrelevant that party may be in terms of
fighting with each other. There's huge disagreements within the party.
Yeah.
I listen to local conservative talk, and they don't get along with each other, and so there's really nothing going on in that party. It's a huge mess.
Well, there is something going on. They put Pena up as a candidate for political office. He lost, and nobody said anything.
He put himself up is what he did. Nobody stopped him.
Yeah, okay. All right, I get it. Brian, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking to you, and thanks for listening to KTRC. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back.
Feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo code ORBIT at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's The Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. It's 51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Bill in Eagleville, California. Hey, Bill, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hello, Tom. Thank you. I'm just thinking that out of the 220 couple Republicans in the House, there has to be at least 12 who prefer democracy over a dictator. Why don't the Democrats entice 5 or 6 of them to re-register from Republican to independent and elect a Speaker of the House that believes in democracy?
Well, first of all, making that kind of a change is a really big deal. I mean, the only reason that Kyrsten Sinema became an independent was because she knew that she was going to lose the Democratic primary. So for a member of the House of Representatives, and they stand for re-election every 2 years, which is a particular challenge, for a person, a member of the House of Representatives, to repudiate their own party, that's a huge big deal. I mean, Bernie Sanders has always been an independent.
But he's the
anomaly.
Isn't the party they like. If they were to do this, they would be revered in textbooks the next century.
By Democrats, but not by Republicans. I mean, you know, look at what happened to the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump.
Democracy.
Yeah, but that's not the Republicans, and these are people who got elected by Republicans, and they're I'll give you, Bill, there is a handful, maybe 20-25 in that neighborhood of Republican members of the House of Representatives who were elected in districts where Joe Biden won by more than 5%, or more than five points, I guess, 5%, and those would be the people whose door you'd want to knock on. I would be astonished if that's not going on right now in the background. Absolutely astonished.
Okay, well, I'm good. I'll pray for that.
Yeah. But I'd also be astonished if any of them actually did it, because it's such a very, very rare thing.
Man.
It's typically about personal survival, not about...
What does it mean to you?
Say what?
What does the oath of office mean, then?
Well, for Republicans, it means an opportunity
to make a lot of money from campaign donors. And, you know, the Supreme Court allows these leadership PACs where you take in millions and millions of dollars. If you don't spend it on your campaign, wink, wink, nod, nod, when you retire, you get to keep it. And that's what's going on. This is why you got all these politicians who are retiring as multimillionaires. Bill, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Sandy in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Hi. Actually, I'm glad you took me just after that call because, we keep looking at what's happening in the elections, and I think we need to take a broader look at what's going on. And it's the money, the money, the money.
Yeah.
I actually called right after I heard someone call about Jim Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in Ohio, and he does have a huge district, but he had a Democratic opposition. Her name was Tammy Wilson. And she did not get any help at all from the Ohio Democratic Party.
Probably because they felt that they would be throwing good money after bad. I mean, the there was no chance she could win because of the demographics of
They didn't even try. They didn't even put her name out. I mean, they put her name out finally.
Yeah.
But when I called the Ohio Democratic Party to try to help out, just a week before the election, the phone number was not good. I couldn't get in.
Wow.
And then I went to, but I happen to live in Columbus, so I went to the party headquarters, and the doors were closed, locked.
Yeah.
So I knock and knock and knock, and finally somebody comes to the door. I mean, it's really hard to even know what it is, that's the space. And the person, we're afraid people, might do something harmful. I mean, it was really, I could give you more stories. I'm not going to. Just trust me, because I'm
very active. We need to go back to Howard
Dean's.
And
I was trying to work with the party.
Yeah, we need to go back to Howard Dean's 50-state strategy.
Yeah, but I wanted to, one of the things I just want to mention with Move to Amend. I know Move to Amend.
Oh, yeah.
Move to Amend has
a big
supporter for years. I know you are. It's fantastic. I met you at one of the conferences.
Oh, okay. But
I think I might be a little groupie because I took a picture and I still have it.
Oh, is that sweet? Thank you.
But Move to Amend, corporations, we're working on an amendment that says corporations are not people and money is not speech. And I do not see how we're going to get out of this money chase until we have an amendment that, disallows that. So
I agree.
That's all I wanted to say.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Sandy. We've got to overturn this. I mean, this is not even a law. This is the Supreme Court. They struck down laws. They struck down the Tillman Act of 1907 that made it a federal felony to give money to for corporations to give money to politicians running for federal office. I mean, they struck down all those campaign laws that were passed in 74 and 75 and 76 after the Nixon, bribery scandals and the Agnew bribery scandals. And
who's they? It's the big money.
Yeah, of course. And well, in this case, it was was the Supreme Court too. And you're right. It's I think it's the biggest issue of our day, or one of them certainly. Sandy, thank you very much for the call. I mean, everything else, like global warming, for example. Global warming is a crisis in part because of big money. We were starting to figure this out back in the 70s and 80s, but big money came in and started buying politicians. Big fossil fuel money in this case. We've got to do something about this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dinovite for dogs.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection. A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV.